Simon Shinsai Zayin Sif Yud. Mechaber says a two people buy behem b'shutvus of the partnership. They shach the yamtuv. You know, everyone takes their part. All the boss or all the mir behema can only go to the place where both of them would be allowed to go. These two people have a different chum from each other. Let's say they came from different places, or one of them made erev chumin and the other one is maintaining his original chum. You have the chumers of both. As opposed to if two people buy a barrel of wine b'shutvus and they split on yamtuv, then each one, the wine that they take from their splitting of the shutvus, their splitting of the partnership, could go their 2,000 amos, wherever they're allowed to go. And Mr. Brewer explains the difference, that really when you split it, it's a barrel of freya, we see retroactively that as if the part that you end up getting was always meant to go to you. A behemoth it's worse, because even though usually we'd say Eshberer and see each part is yours, behemoth is worse because each part of the behemoth is yoinik, it gets unique, it gets nourishment from the other part of the behemoth. One part of the behemoth cannot survive without the other part, and therefore it's considered like the old shutfim and the whole thing together. As opposed to by the yain, that each part is independent of each other, we can see retroactively of each part, each person, his part was his. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber says that someone borrows a kli, a vessel from his friend, an item from his friend before Yom Tov, even if he doesn't pick it up from his friend until the night time, until it's already Yom Tov, it goes by the Tchum of 2,000 Amos of the borrower. Because we knew from before Yom Tov he's going to borrow it, even though he didn't physically pick it up to a kid. Mr. Burr says the Gabi Tchumen, the fact that we know it's going to be by him, we already view that his the Gabi Tchumen. However, somebody comes on Yom Tov to borrow an item from his friend, even though he typically borrows from every Yom Tov, still it goes by the original owner, because we don't know for sure that he was going to borrow it. Since he did not arrange this time for Yom Tov to borrow from him, when Yom Tov starts, it goes by the tchum of the original bylaw of the owner of the lender. See, if you're based, you have a woman who borrows from her friend water or salt to put into her dough, or spices to put into her pot on Yom Tov. So now the dough or the cooked food has the chumers of both and can only be brought to the place where both of them could go, since it has in it things that belong to one woman and things that belong to a different woman. Mr. Brewer says the same thing if it's water or salt for a pot. It's lavdavka, water or salt for a dough, whatever it is. If you have food that's made of multiple ingredients, you have the chumra of all the ingredients. See, if you gimel, someone buys from his friend on Yom Tov a call, or he takes from his friend on Yom Tov a call, a gachelos, a call for a fire. So he gets fire from the gachelos and the call. He can only bring the fire that he got from the gachelos to the place where the original giver, the person that gave it to him, would be allowed to go. Because gachelos davish b'mamish, he took it from his friend, it has the chumrah of the original owner, as opposed to somebody lights a candle or a flame from his friend's flame. So then it goes by the person who lit the candle, goes by his tchum. Because all he took from the other person was a flame. He didn't take the actual coal. A flame doesn't have a mashas, doesn't have its own tchum. If you take the coal from him, his gachelas, independent of his gachelas, so then you have the chumras of his gachelas, 2,000 amas, where his coal will not go, which goes by the owner of the gachelas of the coal. So if you have a bar, a pit of water, like a wellspring, so if it's a well that belongs to a private person, it goes by the tchum of that person. If it's a well that belongs to a certain city, it goes by the tchum of the people from that city. Someone from outside that city wants to take water from there, it cannot take it beyond the tchum of that city. In fact, if one person from that city may have tchumen, and therefore he has a different tchum than everyone in the city, you have to take the tchumers of both. We go to the tchum of all the people from that city. As opposed to if an individual from the city drew water from it, then it goes by his tchum. Even if he passes it on to someone from outside the city, since he drew the water, he's one of those drawing the water from the well, it goes by his tchum. If an outside person draws the water, then there's the chum of everyone in the city. A bar of hefker that belongs to nobody goes karag and mamali, the person who fills up the water, it goes by him. Anytime it's hefker, the person who picks it up on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, we say them afraid of Hashmasher, it's destined to go to him, and therefore it goes by him. Even if he passes on the water to someone else afterwards, since he filled it up with zeichem and hefker, it goes by his 2,000 namas. Siv Tazvav, Naharas HaMoshchem, Ayanas HaNovim. Spur explains two cases. You have rivers that they go from one place to the other, they're going in the Tchum, out of the Tchum, they move around. Or if Mayonis, you have an underground wellspring that it comes to underground wellspring, even it's not moving all over the place now, but it comes to underground wellspring. But the common denominator of these two cases that this water moves from one place to the other, so then it goes Karagam and Mali, it goes by the person who fills it up. Even if it's water that really is mishtayach to certain cities, since it's water that moves around, it's not kind of shvisa by the owners, by the people from the city in the beginning of Yom Tov. Rather, it goes by the person who fills it up. When he takes it on, he's kind of, that's what's kind of shvisa by him. That's what got cut off from the place where the water, where the wellspring was, or the place where it was traveling from. You have water that comes from out of the tchum into the tchum. You allow to fill it up on Shabbos, you allow to fill it up on Yom Tov, since it's moving the whole time and never had kinyan shvisa, it never got its own apayim amos. Only when you take it now gets its 2,000 amos. Mr. Brewer says if it rains in Erev Yom Tov near a city, and suddenly if it rains in the city itself, that rainwater is mishtayach to that city. The people from the city, they had das to take that water and use that water. And therefore, by the beginning of Yom Tov, it became theirs and goes to their tchum. Supposed to, that's if it rains before Yom Tov, either near a city or in the city. If it rains on Yom Tov, so then, beginning of Yom Tov, this water is hefker, is in the clouds, and then goes by the 2,000 amas, the person who takes the water now after it landed. Wherever he's from, it goes by his 2,000 amas.